Hello, this is Burt Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Today we want to share two more songs by Bob Bennett as we approach the upcoming concert this Saturday night. Remember, it's this Saturday night, October 12th, starts at 7 o'clock, doors open at 6:30. This will be in Tryon, North Carolina, and we do ask that you make reservations. It's a free event. We're not going to take up a love offering or anything like that. Bob will have some CDs available if you'd like to purchase some. But this will be a great way to just kind of get close and up close and personal with somebody who really has a wonderful ministry. So I encourage you to come. He plays an acoustic guitar, and you're going to hear it, some of his talent in these two songs we're going to play today. The first one is Angels All Around, and if you have children or grandchildren or loved ones, it's a wonderful, wonderful way that he expresses how angels are around them. And we can thank God they are. I'd love to teach on angels and eventually have people write in and tell stories about them and interview some folks down the road. But Psalms 91, 11, and 12 says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. For they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Psalms 34, 7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps round about those who fear him," or respect him. We know that means that. "And delivers them." And then finally, even though there are many, many more scriptures we'll look into way down the road when we get to that series, but in Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, it says, "Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones," for, and he's talking about children here, "for I say unto you that in heaven their angels, do always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven." And we'll talk more about that how angels travel and such, but they're always in their presence, and in your presence too. So we need to be aware of angels all around. Here's a great song by Bob Bennett.
Oh, tonight I'm so far away from you. How I wish I could suddenly be there to tell you I love you like 100 times before, to hold you and to stroke your hair. But I'm in another time zone altogether. The sleep is not easily found. Second prayer escapes into the air, and I pray as you lay your body down. There'd be angels around your bed, little darling. Angels around your bed. You'll be safe from harm at the dying of the day, with angels around your bed. Oh, absence makes my heart grow fonder. Out of sight, I'm out of my mind. But if you could see everything around you, I wonder, would you be surprised to find there are angels around your bed, little darling? Angels around your bed, laughing and singing, joyful as you're sleeping, angels around your bed. Angels around your bed, little darling. Angels around your bed. Surely the Lord can spare a few extra angels around your bed. Angels around your bed.
This last song I'm going to play by Bob Bennett is called Defiant Lamb. I think all of us at times have walked away from God in our minds, or we've thought about it at least. Disobedience is a challenge to us. We don't want to disobey God, but many times we do, and then it's hard to hear his voice. Thank God for the word, 1 John 1:9. The scripture, 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And it's wonderful to know that we have a relationship with Father God. If we break that fellowship that we have with him, we still have the relationship. Defiant Lamb is going to really demonstrate some of Bob's finger-picking style. I think you'll really enjoy this. And listen to the words and relate, but understand that we do have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And we have the wonderful Father who loves us so much, even when we become, from time to time, a defiant lamb.
This landscape, walking in circles by my own choice. No fire in the heavens, no wind in the treetops. I cannot see you or hear your voice. When I'm out here on my own, surrounded and alone, when I squander your mercy as an ungrateful man, can you still find me hiding in the corner, innocent convict, defiant lamb? I should know better, that's what I'm thinking. Pleading ignorance won't do for me. I'm not mistaken, I'm not misguided. This road I've taken deliberately, so why am I running? I've got excuses, but no good reasons to ease my shame. I am not worthy to be your servant, to live in your household, to bear your name. When I'm out here all alone, haunted by the home that I once knew so well, as a God-fearing man, can you still find me, this great pretender, behind the mask of defiant lamb? I thought my heart would be like a garden where life would spring up from seeds you've sown. But little by little, thorns took over. Now my heart has turned to stone. That's why it's easy to be so careless. Betray this birthright from above. To curse my reflection in the mirror. Hurting someone you truly love. When I'm out here on my own, in this valley of dry bones, my prayers are mirages. My faith, it's just a scam. Can you still find me? Is there a road home for a bankrupt believer, defiant lamb? When I'm out here on my own, a defiant lamb.
Well, remember the concert coming up. We've been playing some of Bob's music on the podcast with his permission, and hope you will get on YouTube and listen to some more. But more importantly than that, if you can, we'd love to have you come this Saturday night at October 12th at 7 o'clock. The doors open at 6:30. Please, we do ask that you make a reservation for you and any guests you're bringing. This will be at a place called Sunnydale, which is a log event center in Tryon, North Carolina, small town, and it's between basically the IGA grocery store and the Dollar General store. And we've got parking, plenty of parking. Just look forward to seeing you there. Come casual, dress casual for a relaxed evening. And we ask that no small children, please don't bring small children. And some folks have asked me about bringing children. I said, that's great, as long as they enjoy music and such. It is a free event. Register. You do not have to bring your tickets. And I just want to pray for that that concert right now. Father God, we thank you that as Bob travels and as he comes this week to our area, that you give him traveling mercies. Angels will be all around him. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father, that he will be refreshed when he arrives and ready to minister. And we thank you for his ministry and the gifts within him, and the presence of God will fill that place and lives will be touched, we believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember to go to burdenjoe.com for reservations. See you there, I hope. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at burtandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.